This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Urban Burns deal. Ground ball right side. Holiday gobbles it up. High throw to first, and that's going to bring in another run. Great range to get to it, but the airmail throw scores Frelick, and it's 5-2. Terang at second. Contreras, ground ball. It sneaks through. It got under Henderson's glove. He was oh so close. It's head-scratching time in the eighth as Contreras is 4-for-4, and the Brewers are back in front.
So the highlights, or lowlights as you may call them, from Masson as the Orioles lost the first two games of the series against the Brewers. They did come back to win the game yesterday afternoon to end their eight-game losing streak. They win 8-4, a lot of points in extra innings for the Orioles, as the new skipper calls it. Orioles sit at 16-32, start a four-game series, hopefully, against the Red Sox this evening. BBT would be the Bone and Boardy coming up at 5:30, assuming that game does not get called. Alas, just thoughts on the Brewers series before they start a series in Boston.
I mean, look, if you look at it in its totality, there was a lot of listless, lifeless innings. There were a lot of wasted at-bats. There's a ton of swing and miss. There were a ton of strikeouts. There were not enough walks. There were more fielding misadventures. The skipper sounds fairly overwhelmed still. There was some late inning life, which is a welcome development and I'd say somewhat novel and new. There were some close and late situations for the bullpen to pitch in, which haven't always been the case, because when they do win on those rare occasions, a lot of those have been lopsided, and certainly they know how to take a beat down on the chin. So we got a little bit of that. Felix pitching 2 days in a row, just Felix overall right now.
Was bad both days.
I think less is more with Felix right now. Far more bad than good. I'm not going to sit here and crown Adley Rutschman because he got his first clutch hit in 6 weeks. Like, we'll see what Fenway brings out in him. He's hit pretty well in Fenway in his career. We'll see if he can get a modicum of halfway decent play going. And we'll see how they patch this together from a pitching standpoint, especially if we do get a rain out today.
And there was some more defensive miscues.
Oh, I said it's bad defense. I mean, it's the little league stuff we've become accustomed to.
Unfortunately, for the majority of this series, it was more of the same of what we've seen from the Orioles since the end of March. But if you are focusing on the positive of yesterday, it was the late inning fight. And Seb with the sack fly, Heston Kerstad coming through in a big situation later on in that inning. Jackson Holiday, really back-to-back days driving in runs. and Adley. But now, like you said, Jason, it's about building on it with Adley. Yes, that's a big moment. I'm sure he has to feel at least a little bit better about himself heading into Fenway Park. But now with Adley Rutschman, it's stacking these days. Well, it's stacking those moments.
By the way,
he's got to stack months if he's going to crawl out of this.
A reminder.
It's been a year. Let's start with days.
A reminder that yesterday was the first time he had two extra base hits in a game since opening day. Like, that's where we are with Adley Rutschman. Like, it's great that he hit that home run, but I need to see a little bit more before I start getting excited about Adley Rutschman. Mm. Opening day was the last time he had two extra base hits in a game.
Yeah, I think if you're not asking major questions about Adley Rutschman right now, you haven't watched a lot of Orioles baseball in the last calendar year. I mean, it's one of these things where I do feel like Lucy and Charlie Brown in the football. Like, you could be tempted to say, well, that's got the worst is over, right? I mean, they fired the manager. Then they went out and pooped the bed four times and then finally won. Like, it's got to be, like, now they get the dead cat bounce. Like, now they could at least play, could they play 500 baseball for 2 or 3 weeks and stabilize this? But, like, could I see Manzolino losing 9 of his next 10? Absolutely.
I always have no pitching.
Yeah, I always go back to what I think it was during the 21 season where Ken's like, it can't be worse. It can always get worse. Yeah.
It can always get worse.
It can always get worse.
Here's the, and I think it was Jim Bowden who said this, like how do you go on a long winning streak when you have no pitching? Sagano's good, but Dean Kramer is what he is. Morton's been better out of the pen, but I'm not expecting that to be very good. And, you know, Kate Povich, that, like, it's hard to go on a win streak when you have no pitching, and they have no pitching. That's the staff. And don't tell me about injuries. That's the staff that they constructed, and it's not good.
Yeah, and again, I'll buy the lineup when I see it. Like, I mean, if they've got to play a period of time without Laureano, I think that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but what did Manzolino say on
day-to-day?
So, we've heard that about a lot of shoes.
But alas, it's an ankle, and the weather's bad in Fenway. Yeah. You're not putting him out there on that wet grass, and it's supposed to rain all week. And so I don't see him playing in this series.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, again, even if it's 3-4 games, whatever, but the way that this team struggles to do anything productive offensively, and he's been, I mean, they've been batting him in the middle of the order for a reason.
Fourth for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, that's a big blow to them.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be.
I hope they play tonight. We'll see.
I love that too.
I
love having baseball on TV. Even if it's a hate watch.
Even if it's terrible baseball.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an interesting series, and I'm interested to talk to Rob Bradford later on the show.
A lot
because
of drama
it's, yeah,
in Beantown.
It's not like everything's copacetic with the Red Sox, and they're rocking. And I know they just won a series against the Mets, but they've been
scored
struggling.
Scored like five
as well.
Runs.
Yeah.
They're 25-26.
So yeah, they've been struggling.
It's this division, we've talked about it before, guys. Like, the Yankees are in first place. Nobody else in the division is over 500.
It's shameful. Shameful to be this bad in a division this pathetic.
Toronto's sitting in second place
Toronto
at the moment.
Sucks.
And they're not good. Yeah. Well, so that's where we are. It's a Thursday. We have a huge show. We'll either go until 5:30 or 6, depending on if the Oriole game gets banged. Guess wise, our friend Lucy Burge. She's now with DraftKings Best Bets. She joined Jason's and Ben's podcast.
Ready to
double
go.
Dip. Double dip.
She warmed up on WannaBet, which you can check out on at Jason Lockin Forum.
Let's get
Twitter
feed started
at noon every day. Let's get it started with Jason and Ben.
Yeah.
WannaBet crushed it with Katie Mox yesterday. Crushed it. Hope you were with me on Pacers money line. Hope you're with me on Pacers over team total. Hope you're over Pacers plus 4.5.
You didn't sweat that at all there, Jason?
Not too much.
No, really?
Have you watched the Pacers in the playoffs?
The first
they
time.
They had them right where they wanted them.
The first time in NBA history
right
a team won a game down 14 with 2.5 minutes left.
It's the third time they've done it.
No, it's not the third time they've done it.
It's the third time they've come down from 20 back for 20 or more.
Let me repeat. First time in NBA history a team won a game down 14 with 2.5 minutes to go in the playoffs. First time
Here's
in NBA playoff
you,
history
Here's
they were down 9
you.
With 50 seconds left in one.
Here's what I can tell you. Did I sweat the 4.5? No. No. Did I sweat the 109.5 No, because they got that with like 8 minutes to play, Holmes.
I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about the team total. No, the team. I didn't ask you about the team total. Oh. I'm talking about NBA playoff history.
Would have been. It would have been a great night without Pacers money line plus 156.
Yeah,
but it helps. It helps at Wanna Bet.
All I know, Bone, he was mad that I want a bounce back fallback because a guy lost a ball in the sun. That happens every week in baseball.
Bogus.
Again,
not for an RBI triple.
Again, happens every week.
It's not always an RBI triple.
Gets lost in the sun every week. First time in NBA playoff history.
What happened to the Pacers?
Yeah,
it's baked into my handicap. You can go to Sportsline and read how I wrote it up. I kind of called the script.
You called it.
I called the script.
NBA playoff history. NBA playoff history.
It's happening.
We got Lucy Burge.
Who else on June 21st of last year was telling you what was going to happen to the Baltimore Orioles? Find another person on the planet.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying when you're good, you're good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
when you have a gift,
you do have a gift.
You share it with the people.
I agree. You do have a gift.
Try to get them on board on the right side of history so you can run certain bozos out of your town.
Yes. Lucy Burge for Rob Bradford, WEI in Boston.
Bet.
He's also baseball isn't boring. 4:30 and Big Ben McDonald. He's in Boston covering
probably
cold. Yes, he joins at 5.
No slides for Big Ben out in Fenway. And even if you did, if you tried to go down that slide in this weather, like in some corduroys, I don't think you'd go very far. You'd be stuck right at the top of that slide.
Who's wearing corduroys?
I'm just saying. Well, it's cold, so you might want to put corduroys on. Because it never gets rainy. That if they still had an outdoor stadium, they couldn't do that with Benny the Brewer. Is his name Benny the Brewer?
Bernie.
You couldn't do that.
Yeah.
In the rain.
No. Well, they got a dome.
You'd be stuck at the top of this.
They got a roof.
Stuck there.
They got a roof. Yeah. Coming up next, we love the new skipper.
Thank you for your service. And thank you for your service, Bernie the Brewer.
Tony Manzolino. We like hearing him talk. We'll do that next here on the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
We hit the ball hard today. It was tough the first 6, 7, 8 innings. These guys got good pitching. You know, I think they've always kind of had good pitching. And, you know, I think we probably missed our main guy too, Peralta. But, you know, I felt like in the extra innings, some balls kind of fell down for us and went through. We flipped some balls in. We battled 2 strikes and big knocks. And, you know, Adley with the big hit there at the end.
That's the new skipper and the Tony Manzalinos got the win yesterday in extra innings, beating the Brewers 8-4 to end a 8-game losing streak. He did not, as far as I can tell, say points yesterday. So that's I guess a bonus, but he's talking about the much needed win, his first as a manager.
He sounded more skipperish.
Yes.
Yesterday. Now finally winning a game. Have something to do with it. Boy, had they managed to lose that one, I don't know what they would have done. I mean, look, he's a little different. He's a little quirky. I don't know that he's ever going to be totally comfortable in his own skin in this situation. Like, I'm not sure he's wired for that. And he's been put in a really awkward situation. A clubhouse with no leadership, a organization with a GM who's now in really in cover his ass and save his ass mode, an ownership group that we're not sure really has much of a clue, and a season that's already lost to the abyss. So I just want him to comport himself like a guy who even if you are still in your own head and can't believe this is happening, like just pretend like you belong a little bit. Like I want him to pretend like he thinks he belongs a little bit.
I would like to think that can happen in a couple more weeks when he gets more comfortable.
And a couple more W's.
And hopefully a couple more W's that can quiet the angst a little bit.
How many W's you think are really coming, though? So I think it's got to be
baseball.
I think it's got to be independent of that.
I said a couple weeks. They could get a couple W's over a couple weeks.
You think a couple W's in a couple weeks is going to settle him down?
Well, but let's look at the reality. They've got 16 wins. They're going to win 60. So there's wins are going to come.
They'll come.
So wins are coming.
60. Like that's like.
But my point is, they're going to get some wins.
That's a lot of losses, bro. I mean, this guy couldn't handle the first three. I'm just saying.
You weren't listening to us. We said a couple of W's. We said a couple of W's.
Dude, he started 0-4 and then got blown out in the first two innings.
Okay, let's start right there. You think that's going to be anything close to the longest losing streak of Tony Manzalino's career?
No.
No, me neither.
Think they'll have a losing streak longer than eight? Now that he wasn't responsible for all of
this. Yeah, okay, I do. Look at the June schedule.
Yeah, but the Angels just swept the Dodgers. Like, weird things happen in baseball.
Baseball's
they could
weird.
Win one of three every once in a while.
I remember.
They can't win one of three. They could barely win one of three against the Nats.
I hear you, but as the schedule goes, like, I don't expect them to have, like, multiple nine-game losing streaks.
You don't?
No, I don't, because that's just baseball's weird.
If I remember correctly, 2021, when they had their 19-game losing streak, they broke the streak against Shohei Ohtani on the mound against the Angels. Baseball's weird, man. Stuff happens.
When you can't pitch, when you can't hit, and when you can't field, and you have to play 162 of these, you're going to get your ass slapped around four, five, seven days in a row.
No one's saying they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm just saying they'll win.
But you're kind of acting like, well, maybe the wins are going to be enough to get this guy out of his own head.
No, I'm saying this guy clearly was extremely uncomfortable in a press conference setting the day that the skipper got fired and outlined why he shouldn't be in front of all of those microphones. I think with more press conferences happening, two per day, pregame and postgame, he will compose himself in a much better way.
Will he talk Sunday at Fenway, or do you think that gets delegated?
Oh, that's a
good
question.
Are we going to get Frenchie or Ashy?
I hope it's him. You want to hear more from him? Tony Manzalino talking about being able to punch back.
Yeah, that's just more the group. I mean, they fought for Hyde all year, too. So it's just more the group. It's who they are. There's, you know, we don't expect them to do anything special for me. I mean, they kind of have been that way all year. So something that we're accustomed to seeing with these guys. And, you know, it was nice to kind of stop the bleeding today.
Someone's got to give him some talking points to stop talking about, they don't feel sorry for themselves and they fight so much. When you feel the need to interject that constantly, like, A, nobody's buying it, and B, we're all seeing it for what it like, we know what we're watching. Don't, you're not going to spin anybody. I know your GM, like, thinks he can, but he can't either. That's the part that pisses me off. When you play all this non-competitive baseball and then you're trying to tell me how much fight there is and they fought for Hyder and they did, like, you don't relitigate the past. Don't ever talk about Brandon Hyde again. He's been fired almost a week now. Start creating your own thing, right? Start showing some of your own passion and start acting like a guy who wants to be here and thinks he can actually turn the team around. But that kind of rhetoric pisses me off because it's a fraud. The dude got fired. People thought he was going to be another manager of the year candidate. Your GM thought you had a 100-win team, and your owner was sitting in Davos, Switzerland, bragging about your roster. Like, no. No, nobody's fought. Nobody's tough. Nobody has fight. And you did look like a bunch of losers who sat around feeling sorry for yourself until the other guy got fired. So get over it and start acting like you want to be here. Don't make me want to punch my TV after
you get
these
angry
games.
Very easily.
It's hard enough
no
to watch
emotion.
The games.
No
that
emotion.
Doesn't piss
no,
you
no,
off.
No emotion.
No?
I'm already pissed off enough that they stink.
Why is he going to try to tell you you don't know what you're watching?
I don't hear it that way. I hear it as a guy that's searching for what he's trying to say.
Well, search differently.
Yeah.
How about search in the real world? Don't search in your boss's computer world. Who deserves this and who deserves that?
And it's
no. Real world, buddy.
It's also a similar message that Brandon High conveyed.
Which you've just fired that. Okay, so wait a minute. But you fired it because you needed a different message. That's what, when he finally talked 4 days later, that was part of what he said. Okay? So get your talking point straight.
You want to hear more?
Don't pee down my leg and tell me it's raining.
Yeah. Well, it is raining today.
It is raining. Yeah,
it is raining.
It
today.
Is raining. It's not purple rain either. It's just rain. Tony Manziello and the offense tending to get going later in games.
These guys got good pitching. I mean, they got good starting pitching, and you know, we battled, and you know, their relief pitching is really good too. And for whatever reason, we were able to handle them probably a little better than their starters these last few days. And you know, so be it.
They never hit. Yeah, you know, they're closing down the ballpark. They don't hit starters. We've seen that for a calendar year. They always do better against the bullpen than they do starters. I don't know if that's a new story.
Fight, fight, fight. What a bunch of fighters.
I don't know about
Boy,
fighters.
They are. They're so scrappy, so fiery. They show up at the ballpark every day, shot out of a cannon. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's not happening. Maryland has a new AD. He was introduced today. His name is James Smith. We're going to hear from him. They had a press conference earlier today.
Smitty?
Yeah, Smitty is the guy, and he had a lot to say. We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Great. Well, thanks. Thanks for the hardball to start with. Fastball to start with. Jeez, we didn't waste much time. So it's when we were going through the process, Maryland's made the commitment to make the full investment of the $20.5 million or so, depending on what the judge determines, but into their programs, right? And then we have to figure out how we're going to complement that. so we can continue to recruit at the highest level. And I think it's a little early to say, hey, I've got this vision. I've got to get in and spend some time with the coaches and with the administrators in the university to say, hey, how do we want to raise the funds that are necessary to compete at the absolute highest level? So I think in the short answer, there's a good plan in place for the short term, and I'm looking to kind of amplify that plan as soon as I get going.
That is James Smith. He is the Barry P. Gossett Director of Athletics at the University of Maryland. He was previously with the Atlanta Braves, where he served as the Senior Vice President of Business Strategy. He's also been at Ohio State. He's mm-hmm. worked for the Columbus Crew. He's worked for the Falcons, where he helped build the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This guy knows how to raise money.
I love it. Very impressive resume. Fairly diverse, exhaustive in the pro sports field, which, let's face it, college sports is pro sports. The fact that he's been at a place like Ohio State as well, I like. MLS, got a lot of those front offices have to be a little engine that could. So he's seen it from big budget. He's seen it from small budget, different parts of the country. Seems really excited about being here. Just watching some of that this morning, very different energy than Damon Evans.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Much more, I think, outwardly passionate go-getter.
Authentic.
And this is a really, really, really important hire by the University of Maryland, considering the current landscape of college athletics. And guys, even with how things went down with Kevin Willard, but going to the original point of him bringing it up, the lack of resources and things, like, that needs to be addressed. They need to be all in if they want to get that basketball program to where they want it to be.
By the way, breaking news, Oriole game has been postponed tonight in Boston. Right now, there is a split doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow, 1:35 and 7:10, though there is weather in the Boston area all weekend, so wish them luck in getting both those games in tomorrow, but no Orioles baseball tonight. So that means Fresh Take at 6, is that correct?
Yeah,
Fresh Take coming up at 6 o'clock. More from James Smith. Why is he a good fit for the job?
So it's an interesting time in college athletics, right? I think if you were to say 4 years ago, this job is different and I'm not the candidate. I think it's just evolved to the point today where it requires someone who understands how a campus operates and can bring in different experience on how to generate additional revenue that has been in a lot of different areas. So when I was presented the job description, it was very interesting. And so it made me start thinking about what is the University of Maryland trying to accomplish that everybody else isn't. And so I entered the process and I learned very quickly that part of the future of this university and its future success is the gentleman sitting next to me, because you can't have success in athletics without someone who truly believes in athletics. And that's what made it very interesting. So going through the process, I did not know Dr. Pines, but I got to know him, and I feel very confident that we can accomplish big things together here at the University of Maryland.
So I don't know. We've had our, I don't know if issues is the right word, but some of Daryl Pines' messaging, the Kermit the Frog thing was not his finest hour. But I feel like he's looking in the right place. Jason, you outlined it with the last cut. This is where college athletics is going. And this is a guy that, frankly, knows what he's doing as far as fundraising.
Well, and it's very outside of the Maryland cocoon,
yes,
which is exactly what we think needed to happen and what people like Scott Van Pelt think needed to happen. And I'm not a big proponent of search firms, but I get the sense that that search firm had a lot to do with this, and maybe this is one of the rare ones that work. I was worried about promotion from within or reshuffling from within, or maybe even bringing in a new person, but foisting this assistant and that assistant on them. There's none of that. It really feels like a reboot, a restart, and a re-energized at that reboot and restart, from the way Buzz has comported himself very early to this. I'm excited. Like, Damon Evans was not dynamic. Damon Evans was not a outside the box thinker. Damon Evans did not have a galvanizing personality. Like, he was not magnetic.
No.
And it was very clear he did not see eye to eye with Kevin Willard.
And now they're both gone. And that's good. Yeah, like, honestly, I'll say it. Pox on both their houses.
Yeah.
Because what they did to those kids in real time over the course of late February into mid-March was failure.
Which was supposed to be a great moment for everybody, and instead that overshadowed it.
They had one of the coolest moments of the tournament with Derek Queen's buzzer beater in the second round, and it was completely overshadowed.
So I mentioned Jim Smith. James Smith, the new AD, came from the Braves. What did he learn from working with the Braves?
So the Braves are a championship organization. Winning a World Series, things have to go right. Everything has to be in place. Everything has to be thought about for the moment that you're ready to win that championship. And that's an organization that's ready to win championships. So I learned a lot from being in there. And then I learned about a lot about how to make a championship organization better. And being a senior leader there and figuring out how we can continue to improve. Won the World Series in 21. An incredible experience, but in so consistently competitive over time. And I think that's what we all aspire to in working in sports, is to be consistently competitive.
Senior Vice President of Business Strategy, and of course with Atlanta, they moved to that new stadium and all that stuff going on. I'm sure he was involved with some of that, because obviously they got that whole, remember, John Angelos wanted to try to emulate that. What's it called? The Bowery?
Battery.
Battery.
Yeah. So that, like, they're making a killing down there in the suburbs of Atlanta.
Yeah, they are. I was just reading some articles about how much rent has increased in the, I guess some of the original leases are up, and some of the buildings that they, you know, mixed use, live, work, play, as they call it. So, their revenues are up, because I guess, like, they're owned by Liberty Media, which is publicly held, so you can get into their books the way you like with the Packers.
Sure.
The only portal you have into anybody's NFL books is through the Packers, because they don't have one individual owner. So the Braves are technically publicly held through Liberty Media Holdings. And people looked into the, you know, I guess every May you release your annual report, and their revenues are way up. Non-baseball revenues are way up.
This is from Maryland's release on James Smith. In his five-year tenure with the Braves, he has led a team focused on implementing innovative business, brand, marketing, communication strategies to drive revenue, engagement, and membership growth. Smith's visionary leadership and strategy team assisted the organization in rapid growth, resulting in significant increases in annual ticket sales, concessions, and retail. He is the Braves' point person for the 2025 All-Star Game at Truist Park. So, getting stuff
He's
done.
He's got my vote.
Yeah.
He's got a really good resume, and I also thought in the earlier cut, really interesting him saying, hey, 5 years ago, this wouldn't have been a position I'd be interested in, and it's just how much things have changed in college athletics.
More from Jim Smith. What does he expect from Mike Locksley in the football program?
So Coach Locks and I have talked a lot about, you know, where we are as a program. I think he feels really good with the recruits that we brought in. But also, you know, part of it is it's on our responsibility to make sure he's got the funding that's necessary to compete at the level with the other Big Ten programs. So I'm optimistic about the season that's coming up. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to seeing how we can bring more to the table to make sure Maryland football can be successful here.
I am curious to see how football can compete with, if they can compete, because I'm pessimistic, if they can compete with the powers of the Big Ten. But if they can get things moving fundraising-wise, hey, maybe one day we can get some improvements at the very least of that stadium, which might arguably be the worst in the Big Ten.
Well, I think that this new regime will be looking at it very different than Damon Evans. This regime will look at it like, if we turn the basketball team into the absolute revenue monster it could be, where the Wednesday nights against Liberty are a hot ticket, and more people are watching streaming and whatever, like, we got longer lines for kids waiting to get into the building, all that, like, if we can turn that into all it can be, then that's going to give us more gravy that we can push over into the football thing. Not about starting them off as close to equal financially as possible, but if one can become this monster, then that's going to rise the tide for everybody.
A reminder, Orioles rained out tonight. They will play a split doubleheader tomorrow in Boston, a 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock game, but no Orioles baseball tonight. That means we go till 6, fresh take with Beltway Ben and Cordell Woodland at 6. Coming up next, it's another edition of what the hell are the Steelers doing at quarterback as ownership spoke. Northern Exposure next here on The Fan. This is a weird situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we talked about this, was it earlier this week? That, like, these are the Steelers. This is an organization that prides themselves on being one of the elite organizations in all of football. Yet they're being left to wait for Aaron Rodgers. And they've even commented again that we're willing to wait a little bit longer on Aaron Rodgers. Jason, where are you? Like, at what point don't you just say, let's see what's behind door number two? I don't know that Mason Rudolph's the answer, but there's got to be another option out there than sit here and wait for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they're talking now like we're not waiting forever. I just wonder how finite that period of time is. And when enough is enough. Again, for me, May 1st would have been it for me.
Yeah. Like,
you're not here the weekend or the second weekend after the draft, then we don't need you. Not at that position, not as our potential starter, not with us being sort of caught betwixt, are we really a contender or not? And not with all the baggage you bring, both, you know, on the off-field side and just – like, he's not the easiest guy to get along with as a teammate. He demands a lot of people. Like, if you're going to come in and hold others accountable, even though you've never worn this jersey before, then you better be here for a lot of the quote-unquote voluntary and insignificant stuff that happens in an NFL locker room from, you know, between March and when they disperse for vacation at the end of June or middle of June or whatever. So I would love to know, for ownership and for Mike Tomlin, at what point do they come out publicly and say we're not entertaining this anymore?
So just to update you, and this is from ESPN, Steelers President Art Rooney II, who said April 1st that the Steelers will wait not forever but a little while longer for Aaron Rodgers, delivered a similar line on his way out of the owners' meetings. Quote, a little while longer, I'll say the same thing. So I guess it's weird. Aaron Rodgers holds the cards here.
It's bizarre. And OTAs start next week, Jason. So this is a brand new offense, brand new organization. And how committed is this guy to the game? And look, he's 42 years old. If you want to hang up the cleats, that's certainly your right. But doing this weird song and dance and waiting for him this entire offseason, it goes back. It's very un-Steelers-like how they've operated this offseason.
I am shocked, and I mentioned this when we had this conversation. It seems like we've been having this conversation for weeks, but the last time we had this conversation, why we haven't heard any pivoting on them to Kirk Cousins, who I can't imagine is going to be on that Falcons roster.
You're not going to hear about that. That's a.
You got to trade for him, but still.
Well, he's under contract to another team, so they're not going to talk
but
about.
No, I'm not them talking about it. I mean, like, why aren't there any leaks that they're
I thought you meant like using leverage.
You can't do that. I mean, why haven't we heard any intel out there?
Well, I can tell you why you're not hearing much about it, because those conversations took place. They took place before the draft. They took place during the draft, right after the draft, and the word from the Falcons football people is, our owner's not dumping the salary. Our owner's trying to make a trade. Our owner thinks the guy has value, and our owner paid him a lot of money to do nothing last year. So, and this, again, this is the same owner who felt that Desmond Ridder was a better player than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, we don't need Lamar Jackson.
But he doesn't want to, in his mind, look like he gave all this money to Cousins for nothing. So if you want Kirk Cousins, it's a football trade, and you take the whole salary. Well, nobody's doing that.
Where are the odds that?
So there's nothing. Unless like the Steelers aren't going to keep, like, hey, what does he think now? Like, at some point, the football people in Atlanta are going to have to convince Arthur Blank that, again, like Mike Elias and the world he lives in the computer. Yeah, that's great that's what you want. That's not happening here. So do you want Kirk Cousins at training camp, or if he skips training camp being a distraction that way? Do you want him out of Michael Penix's life? If you want him out of Michael Penix's life, boss, you got to eat about $10 million of that salary, because that's just look at the quarterback market outside of the tippy top. Things got a little depressed. Look what Russ Wilson got. Look what Justin Fields got. You know, like, that's the world we're living in. Even Darnold, did somebody give Matt Stafford crazy money, or did he go back to the Rams for what the Rams were offering? So that's what's going on, boss. So you want to eat 10 of that? We can make a trade. But nobody's coming right now or anytime soon. Now, some team gets their quarterback hurt in October or November, and then get Cousins for half the salary for half the year. We might be able to make a trade then. But in the meantime, how is the quarterback room playing out between Cousins and and the coordinator and the quarterback coach in Penix.
You think they're going to dig in their heels that much that he's still sitting there in October, Kirk Cousins?
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
This is the same guy who didn't think Lamar Jackson was worth a phone call. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is just a gut feeling, though. Is this going to happen, Jason, with Rodgers? Just total gut feeling.
I mean, I do believe at some point they have to say, you're not welcome here. Like, you held us hostage. We played your games. We think you're a bit of an idiot. We put up with it for a while because our coach wanted us to. But at some point, Rooney's going to say to Tomlin, it's over.
Is there any chance there's a wink-wink agreement already? Because they're...
No.
Yeah.
No.
So then this is just silly.
It's Aaron Rodgers. Dude, it's Aaron Rodgers.
It's on brand.
How did you think this was going to go? Again, when you lay down with, what is it? You lay down with pigs, you get fleas or something?
You lay down with dogs.
But dogs, see, I don't like that.
But pigs don't have fleas.
I know. So I got to, it's got to be something else.
Get in the mud with pigs. So you get mud. You get muddy.
Yeah, you get muddy.
Well, you can't help but wonder.
And I like pigs too, for the record. Like, no.
You can't help but
wonder. But they're dirty. Pigs are definitely dirty.
They're a dirty animal, yes.
Like, what is Cam Hayward thinking right now about this situation?
Well, Cam Hayward already came out a month or so ago. It's like, I'm not like.
What's TJ Watt think? Like, the veteran leaders on this team, they got to think, like, dude, do you want to be here or not? Do you want to be here?
It's a bad look.
Yeah. I got to think, like, this is so un-Rooney-like. They are really.
Well, they're really desperate. I mean, they're pretty desperate.
Well, a reminder, they have not won a playoff game since the Obama administration.
Someone's getting fired. If they do not make the playoffs, win a playoff game, someone is getting fired because this has been a complete debacle of an offseason.
Coming up next, by the way, you're just tuning in, Orioles rained out. They will play a split doubleheader, at least hope to play a split doubleheader tomorrow in Boston.
Bone, will you have a doubleheader volleyball game since you got rained out last night?
Oh, wow, no game?
Will you guys be spiking too?
Well, we sometimes do that. I haven't gotten the updated email from Volo, but we might have a doubleheader next week.
That would be exciting.
See. Two volleyball games? Cup in hand?
It's not unheard of. Cup in hand? That would be way too difficult.
Oh, jeez.
That would be way too difficult.
Hey, big news. Coming up next, the return of monkey business. What does this offense look like in year three under Todd Monken? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.